Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, also known as the Elfrida Love Show, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted that I have some of my co-hosts who are on the line. Amen, and I have many people who are on the line, as I can see, who wants to hear about what are your needs and wants. And you notice that I say that you want to hear about, because many people do not speak this into the atmosphere. The Lord says that whatever you want, he says, ask in my name and that shall you receive. Amen. And so on tonight, every Monday night, we're going through the process. I'm taking you through the process because we have many new individuals as well as our veteran individuals, but we're going through the process of our needs and wants. Why is that? Why are we going through our needs and wants? We're going through our needs and wants because they change according to situations, according to days, according to circumstances. But God says that his favor, grace, and mercy never changes. It remains the same. Amen. He says, so what you asked for last week and you received it, he says, just remove that since you received it and thank God for it and add something else. And so with this particular activity, things are limitless, meaning that God says that you can ask for what you want and you can ask for what you need. It doesn't matter what you ask for because there is no limitation on the favor, grace, and mercy of God. But on tonight, and as you can tell, I'm so excited to be back. On tonight, we are going to go ahead and read Psalm 136. Then after we read Psalm 136, I want to play a song that the Lord just gave me. That's on my heart because I want you to really listen to the words. The music is beautiful, but God says listen to the words because those words are real. Those words are true. After we listen to those words and God give us a revelation from that particular song, then we're going to go ahead and move into our question session. I'm going to have to clear our minds and our hearts before we even get to the needs and wants. God says there are some other tasks that we must do before we get to the needs and wants, right? And you must understand the language and you must understand the revelation of God before we get to that place of needs and wants. Amen. Now, I want to say this. Some people are still contemplating on whether they want to decide to make Jesus their choice, and that's totally up to you. But I want you to take a sample of God, and I'm going to take you through the steps before we leave this particular ministry tonight. I want you to just listen, and I want you to take a step. Take those steps, and I want you to taste and see. I want you to sample that the Lord is good. Amen? Now, I'm going to tell you this. And I always warn people before we even get to this process, if you're not sincere, if you don't believe that God can do it, and if you have doubts about it, right, I want you to just listen. Don't even go through the process because that's how people ask amiss, because they don't believe. You have to believe that you're going to receive. And when you believe that you're going to receive and you pray unto God, God is going to answer your prayers. Amen? On a side note, many of us are very entrusted in God, and we trust God for everything that we need and want, but at the same time, we ask for things that we're not ready for. And so part of this process is making sure that we're ready for what the Lord is going to give us, what we need, what we want, okay? So I want to welcome each and every one of you. I have several people on the line. I'm going to give you some time at the end or in between. You can just chime in to speak if you have a question about something. This is a very open ministry, open show. Please to ask your questions. Some of you inbox me, some of you text me. Totally fine. Just make sure that we're staying on the word of God. Amen? Amen. So without further ado, I want to go ahead and read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Once again, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in at this particular time, at this particular hour. Thank you so much. As I said before, I want to welcome all of our new listeners as well as our veteran listeners. And, of course, I want to appreciate God, my family, and the co-hosts who are currently listening to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Now then, I want to play a song that the Lord gave me while I was preparing this particular lesson. This song basically is entitled Speak. And many people say, speak what? Speak it into the atmosphere. Whatever you need and want, you shall have what you decree if it's the will of God. Amen. And so that's why I say that we must pray before we ask concerning our needs and wants to make sure that it is in the will of God. Because we ask amiss sometime because we get out of the will of God and begin to ask things that aren't in the will of God and we ask amiss, or we ask for selfish reasons and we ask amiss. So we're going to listen to Mr. Myron Butler and he's going to sing Speak. And I want you to really focus on the words. And the Lord is going to give me something to encourage you, something to guide you, something to guide us as we go through this process every Monday of our needs and our wants. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda Love.
We understand we've been in church for some time. We understand that death and life are where? In the power of the tongue. So literally, we have the ability, we have the authority within us to speak a thing, and if it is in agreement with the will of the Lord, it shall come to pass. Lay your hands on yourself and say, I shall have what I decree. Yes, I believe it belongs to me, so I'm going to speak into the atmosphere. Speak into the atmosphere. It's a very simple song. It simply says, I shall have what I decree. Yes, I believe it belongs to me. Simply, I shall have what I it belongs to me. Listen, so I'm going to speak into the atmosphere. Traveler's rest, you got the power. You just have to. Let's move quickly so we can get to the word. Back to the top. Everybody sing with me. I shall have what I decree. But he that comes to God must first believe it belongs to me. Sing with us. I shall have what I decree. Yes, I believe it belongs. By faith I will soar.
Amen. That was Myron Butler with Speak. Amen. And how many of you know that when you speak, things begin to happen? Amen. And so as the music was playing, the revelation of God, I want you to write this down because I want you to have this. Because we have to go through a process before we get to our needs and wants, because many of us are on different levels. But God says even if you are advanced in the kingdom of God, even if you know who he is and you're in relationship with God and you're perfecting your walk every day, he says we still must be renewed or refreshed. So just because we're going back over the steps, it does not mean that that will hinder your progress. It means that it will advance you because it will bring to your remembrance what God expects from us. Amen? So I know that there is a lot of new people as well as veteran individuals on this line, and praise God for that. But I want you to go ahead and get your sheet of paper out, and I want you to write down some things that God gave me, the revelation of God. And then after we write down those things according to the song that we just heard by Mr. Myron Butler, then there are some questions that God poses to us. Then God gives me a chart. And I'm not going to tell you what type of chart it is. We're going to draw it out, and God is going to give his revelation during that time. And then we're going to go into our needs and wants. So it is a process. God says that you have to work towards it. Just like he says when he gives you a gift, whether it's ministry, whether it's speaking, whether it's dealing with different children or situations, he says when he has called you to do it, he says you're ordained somebody else in your assignment. Amen. And he says when you're dealing with the kingdom of God, he says you must have authority over your assignment because the anointing is upon you for that particular assignment. So what we want to do is, according to that song, Speak, by Mr. Myron Butler, he gave us some revelation or some key words, and I want you to write this down. First of all, you must be in agreement with God. God says you must be in agreement with him. You must be in agreement with him. What does that mean? That means you must believe in the word of God. That means you must listen to God. That must means that you are in relationship with God. God says that we're not perfect. He says we mess up every day, whether it's our thoughts, whether it's our actions. He says, but we must be in agreement with him and believe in the word of God. If you look at the men and women who were in the Bible, no one, not one, was perfect. God says, but they walked, right? They walked where the Lord told them to walk, but they were not perfect. God had to straighten out some of his men and women in the Bible. He says, but they were in agreement with God because they were knew the word of God. Amen? So we must be in agreement with God. Decree. When you decree something, the song says, I shall have what I decree. What are you saying? What are your thoughts? You know, many times we can think things and not speak a word. And we can think negative things, and negative things begin to happen. But when we decree something and speak something in the atmosphere, somebody says, I'm going to be a great speaker. Somebody says, I'm going to own my own business. Somebody says, I'm going to put on the best talent show ever, according to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You are decreeing that. You have placed that upon your life. Life and death is within the tongue. Success and failure is also within the tongue. And so you must decree those things when we get to our needs and wants. You must decree all of those things, but you must decree it publicly. And when I say publicly, I'm speaking about not only should you think it, but you should begin to say it repetitiously in your mind, and it should come out of your mouth, because what is in your heart is going to come out anyway. So therefore, you must decree great things on your journey. Amen? So if you order, God says, if you order a hamburger, right, with no onions, then that's what you're going to get. God says, but if you order a hamburger with onions, you're going to get that.
because you ordered it. So God says in the spirit, in the spiritual realm, he says you order, right? Lord, I want this ministry to expand to different countries and to different people, right? Then you're decreeing that. You're placing success upon your ministry. So whatever you order, and notice that I said whatever you order, when you're in agreement with God, you are decree. You're decreeing that and declaring that. So the next words that come out of your mouth, whatever come out of your mouth, make sure that you are decreeing something that is going to build up the kingdom, build up someone else, or build up yourself. Amen? Amen. Then we talk about, yes, I believe. Now, God says that sometimes during this process, we know the word of God and we agree with the word of God. Amen? We agree. We're in agreement with God. He says, and then we even decree it, right? We begin to think positive. He says, but then someone, an obstacle or a negative thought happens to do a commercial or a drive-by right in front of us. And God says that we then put down our beliefs. We don't believe in God anymore. We don't believe in the power of God. We don't believe that God can do it. But God says that when you're in agreement with him and you begin to decree those positive things and you say, yes, I believe. What do you believe? I believe everything that I decree because I'm in agreement with God. That means that you, your steps are ordered. You're in agreement with God and you can receive those things. Yes, I believe. Because how many of you know that if you're on the wrong path, you're not going to get to your destination? God says that if you make a wrong turn, there's no way that you're going to get to your destination until you backtrack. So God says you have to be on the right path. That's why the very first step is to be in agreement with God. You know, a lot of people think that prayer is the first step, but God says you have to be in agreement with him and believe in him, and you have to believe in the word of God. And then when you begin to decree, he says you automatically begin to pray unto God because you know that all of your blessings come from him. And then you say, yes, I believe because you promised me this, Lord, because you said this in your word. That's proof. Amen. Then we go mine. God says what he has for you is yours. When the Lord ordains you or when the Lord gives you an assignment in the kingdom of God, God expects you to do it. God gives you a ministry. Don't hand off your ministry to someone else. God says, I gave this ministry to you. And because I gave this ministry to you, I have placed a parallel anointing between the ministry and yourself. And that way the people can come unto me and the people will be saved. But if you place your ministry or give your ministry to someone else and they don't have that anointing, then there's going to be a disconnect. What do we mean by disconnect? What we mean by that is that the basic aspect of your anointing, right, is no longer with you. Therefore, because it's no longer with you, you're on the wrong path. And the person who is stepping in, if you have handed off your anointing to someone, it's not going to fit. And God is showing me a picture because there are kids listening of Cinderella. And I'm aging myself, but that's okay. Cinderella, those were her slippers. But she lost those slippers. God is saying for adults, read about the talents. She lost those slippers. And everyone wanted those slippers to fit. And they just wouldn't fit. They would only fit Cinderella. So God says when he gives you an anointing or a blessing, he says it only fits you. Right? He says that is in your realm, and that is the way you can optimize your gift by helping people by using your gift. So do not pass off your gift because you're passing off the favor, grace, and mercy that God wants to place on your life because you're where God wants you to be. Okay? So you say it's mine, and you're not saying it selfishly, but God gave this to me, so I have to care for this. I have to keep this particular anointing. I have to keep this ministry. I have to keep it under the anointing of God. And I have to make sure it's parallel to my spiritual gift. Then we talk about speak it into the atmosphere. When you go places, you are to show through your actions that you belong to God. When we say speak it into the atmosphere, make all of your requests known unto whom? God. That's who we're talking about. Speak it to God. God wants to have a relationship with us, so we must speak it. We must communicate what we want from God, right? We must communicate that. So we have to speak all of these things into the atmosphere. Then God says, give him the praises. Notice that God didn't say give him the praises at the beginning, because at the beginning, you're going to go through the valley moments. We're going to go through the valley moments in order to get to where we're going. God says that this is an assimilation. God calls this ministry right now an assimilation of how you get to your needs and wants. God says it's not just a cookie cutter where you say, okay, here we go, let's put our needs and wants, without having to go through something. God said there is a process. Many people are going through mental challenges. Many things are distracting our minds. And God says because many things are distracting our minds, he says that we do not go through the correct process of getting to our needs and wants. And people ask amiss because they're out of agreement with God. They don't decree. He says we don't believe and we don't claim it and we don't name it and we don't give him praise. Amen. Praise God. So I want to briefly, we need to be in agreement. We need to decree, right? And we need to believe, and we need to say yes to God, and we say, this is mine. The Lord has given me this spiritual gift, and I'm going to optimize it by serving the people. Then we're going to speak it into the atmosphere. We're going to speak to God. God says that you must ask. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open. He says, but give him the praises. Because everything comes from God. Sometimes God blesses us and we forget conveniently where our blessings come from. Amen? So that's what God gave us with that song. Praise God. Now we're going to the second phase, the second phase. And God asks us a few questions. He says, yeah, you know, you're in agreement with me. You've decreed this, he says, and you believe it and you say this is mine and you speak it and then you begin to give the praises unto God. He says, but we have not because we ask not. And a lot of people say, well, I go, you know, in my prayer room and I ask God. I've asked God for this. I've asked God for that. And still I haven't heard anything. God says it may not be your season. God says you may be asking for something that you're not ready for. God can always see further than us. Many times when doors were closed, I wondered, I said, Lord, why was that door closed? And then further up the road, God says, because of this, I did not allow you to enter into that door because of what was behind it. And you say, thank you, Jesus, because God can see further than us. So we have not because we, and then God goes on to say, when we ask amiss. We're not in agreement with God. We haven't decreed it. We don't believe it. We don't claim it. We don't speak it. And we don't give him praise. He says, that's asking amiss. Or you ask amiss because of your neighbor, or you ask amiss because you're being selfish. God says, so we have not because we ask not. You don't go unto God in the proper manner, in agreement, in decree, and believing, and saying it's mine and speaking it. Amen? And so the question that God gave is, do you believe in God's abilities, his supernatural abilities to give what we're talking about, your needs and wants? You must believe that. You must receive that. God says that is a prerequisite, that is a requirement, is believing. You must not only believe in God, but you must believe in yourself that when you receive it, that you're going to utilize it in the way that God meant for it to be utilized. God says sometimes he tests us and he gives us things and we abuse it and he has to take it back. Amen. He said that's just like life and death. We all have a date, right? He says, but when we talk about the gifts and talents, when we begin to abuse those things and not use them, God takes them back. He says, but they're still ours. He says, but God has to get us on the right path again in order to receive those things. So when you lose something, somebody says, I've lost my house, I've lost my children, I've lost my car. God says those are materialistic things. And God says, do you believe in God's ability to get those things back? Do you believe in the ability to God to get those things back? Have you went through the process? Have you been in agreement with God? Do you decree that? Do you believe it? Do you say this is mine? Do you speak it in the atmosphere? You're trying to correct what happened to make you lose those things in the first place. Amen? So God says, do you believe in his abilities? And God says belief is very important, ladies and gentlemen, because if you don't believe in God, and as I said before, my job is not to teach you that God is real. My job is to show you that he's real. Amen? And so when you believe in God's abilities, you are in agreement with God. You're decreeing it. You believe it. You say it's mine, and you speak it. God said that's the proof. That's the proof right there. He says you put away those things that's behind you, those negative thoughts, those things that have happened, and you press forward with positive thoughts. Then, Lord, the Lord gave me a math lesson, and I want you to do this with me. The Lord is going to explain this further. Before the ministry, the Lord gave me this visual, and it's very simple, and the Lord is going to give me a revelation as I'm speaking. But what I want you to do is on a sheet of paper, and many people, everyone can do this, I want you to draw a circle. It doesn't matter how big the circle is. It doesn't matter how small. It doesn't matter if it's crooked or straight. Amen. God said, just draw a circle. God says, and in that circle, what you want to do is draw a line, amen, from west to east, which is in the middle of the circle. You want to draw it from west to east, okay? West to east. West to east. So you should have a line going straight through, right? All right, from west to east. Then God says, with your line from north to south, he wants you to make a squiggly line. Just make squiggly lines, kind of like when you have an EKG for you scientists and mathematicians, how you have the squiggly lines. For those individuals who are not into math and science, when we talk about squiggly lines, those lines that aren't straight, they're kind of squiggly. God says, put that line going north to south, okay? So you have a circle, and you have a, from west to east, you have a straight line, and then from north to south, you have a squiggly line, all right, going up. Your squiggly line's going up, and your straight line's going across. All right, trying to make sure everybody understands. Now, God says that what happens in this particular process, he says many people will be in agreement with God, okay? You'll agree that, yeah, there's a Bible, there's a word in there, and the Lord said it, and it happened. You believe that, so put a check by agreement. God says, and you'll even decree, he says, because people have, they just have a natural innate ability to express their needs and wants. He says, but the part that we have trouble with is the last four. Believing in God, saying it's mine, speaking it, and giving it. Okay? So I want you to look at the circle. All right? And God says that if we miss any of these, agreement, believe, saying it's mine, speaking it, or giving God praise, he says we're only giving a fourth of ourselves unto God. Right? So what I want you to do with that is I want you to just color in one-fourth. Just color it in. All right? All right. So you color that in, and I want you to just look at what's left. God says what happens is because people are so unbalanced, because we're so unbalanced in our faith, God says nothing happens because we're so imbalanced. We're off balance. We've only given a little bit to God. He says, and this is what happens when we talk about service. This is what happens when we talk about giving unto the kingdom of God. This is what happens when God blesses us. He says, and we expect, we want to give God this much, one-fourth, and we expect God to give us everything. Fill in all those areas that wasn't filled in. We expect God to do all that, right? And God says he's able to make us whole. He's able to complete us. He's able to give us according to the desires of our heart. He's able to give us everything. He's able to make this complete. He says, but look at the big picture. Draw another circle, okay? Same thing. Going west to east, draw that line going across, then draw a squiggly line north to south, color in one, and put me, and put your name. Next to it, draw another line, okay? West to east, a squiggly line, north to south, and I want you to color in everything and put God. Every day of our lives, ladies and gentlemen, God has given us everything. Right? Favor, grace, and mercy, even though we're just giving him this little portion. Even though we're giving him even lesser than that, God is giving us 110% plus. He's given us everything. Because why? God believes in us. Because God loves us. Because God hung on the cross and he gave his life. He gave his son. But we want to give God this much and expect our lives in every aspect of our lives to be full. And that can't possibly happen because we're not giving unto God. God says that not only are we, when we talk about giving, a lot of people think about money. And God says he's just asking for time. He's every area of your life that you didn't color in. He's asking for some time. That's what God is asking for, prayer, meditation, right? Dwelling in the house of the Lord. God says even visiting the sick, praying for the sick. He says that's giving him time, doing kingdom work. God says he wants us to be full of kingdom work. He wants us to give our whole selves unto him before we get to the process of the needs and wants. And God has been very kind and generous because he has already proven that he can do it. But God says, now that you know we are responsible for this, he says he wants the whole you. He wants the whole Alfreda. He wants the whole Candace. He wants the whole Maymay. He wants the whole you. He doesn't want just a little portion of you. He wants the whole you, because your expectation is that you want God to fill you up. You want God to fill your cup. You want to be financially blessed. You need a breakthrough. You want the Lord to bless your family. You want your children to be blessed to go off to college. You want them to be safe in school. God says you're going to have to give some more, because we're going into the process where God says we reap what we sow. Some of us aren't sowing anything, and some of us are sowing this little bitty portion. And God says he wants the whole person. He wants us. God must have you. What am I saying? You need to be in a relationship with God. It doesn't matter if you're an atheist, whatever you are, you need to be in a relationship with God. That's the only way you're going to be in agreement with God. You're going to be able to decree. You're going to be able to believe. You're going to be able to say, this is mine, and you're going to be able to speak it. We're not giving God enough, but we expect, our expectation for God is that he fill every area of our life. When we say we want a breakthrough, we expect God to give us a breakthrough. God says the same with him. He expects us to give ourselves unto him. And while we expect God to fill our lives up and to fill our cups up and to help us to be abundantly blessed. And a lot of people think abundance means money. No, God says when you need something, he's there. He'll give it to you. When you want something, God said, if it's in the will, he will give it to you. But he's not going to allow you to go through a door that's going to set you up for failure. You want to be upset with God for a little bit and say, Lord, but I know I'm supposed to go through that. Then later on, you'll think, oh, wow, I'm glad God didn't allow me to go through that door. So you're going to have to, we're going to have to give ourselves unto God. Surrender yourself unto God. That's what God is asking. He says, once you give yourself unto God and allow God to take over in your life, in our lives, he says, then we're able to get everything we need and what we want. Why? Because God is guiding us. That's why we say, order my steps. But we can't give God this little portion and expect God to open up the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing where we won't have enough room to receive. Favor and grace even says that you must be in agreement with God. Amen. And God says, even those sheep who have gone astray, he goes and seeks them. Mm-hmm. He seeks those sheep who have gone astray because he wants to make them whole again. God says, when the woman came to him with an issue of blood, amen, she came and she wasn't whole. She was broken. He said, but once she touched the hem of his garment, she was what? Made whole. Because she was missing some things in her life. She went 12 long years suffering with the issue of blood. God says when the Hebrew boys, as God is speaking right now, when the Hebrew boys went into the fiery furnace, he says there's only two of the Hebrew boys. He says that's not whole. He says because you need the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. And so they were made whole once they went into the fiery furnace and they didn't get burned. Amen. He says when Lazarus was on his sick bed and he had died, he was asleep. And Jesus came in and visited, and he called his name. Notice that the Lord didn't just call him one time. He called him three times. He was made what? Whole. Is that right? So God wants to make us, he wants us to be whole. Now, I want to say this as the Lord has given this, because this is helping a lot of people. Many of us come to God broken, right? But you notice I said we come to God. Some people shun away from God when they're broken, and they would rather talk to people who are also broken. But God says even though when you come to him broken, he says you will leave whole. He says ask the woman with the issue of blood. That's why I came up with that story the Lord gave me. So God wants us to come to him so that we can be made whole. God says each day of our life we are perfecting our walk. He says, but he's looking for 100% of you. He don't need the 20% of you. He wants all of you. Why? He says, because he's a jealous God. He needs everything. He needs all that you have. Now, when we talked about the king, And I'm giving you examples as the Lord is showing me. You don't have to read this in the Bible. But when you're under the revelation, you have to give what the Lord has said. When he talks about the king selling all of his goods, this rich king just giving away everything, selling it. He says he wanted the king to be made whole because those things were causing that king not to serve God like he should. And so God want us to rid of those things that causes us not to be made whole, whether it's negative thoughts, whether it's materialistic things, whatever it is, it's causing us to draw that circle, draw that line west and east, and then have that squiggly line north and south, and only one part of our lives is with God, and that's on Sundays, our spiritual side. Amen. God wants the whole person. And so somebody's asking, well, how do I get to that? How do I get to that equation? How do I get to that math problem? How do I do that of being made whole? God says that you have to be like that woman with the issue of blood, and you have to come. How do you come? You know, many people say, how do you come? Because I haven't heard that the Lord is coming to town. I haven't heard that, you know, crowds of people will be gathered around. I haven't heard that. And God says you must come through the word. No one comes unto the Father but by me. You must be in agreement with God in the word of God. You must decree it. You must believe it. Say it's mine. You must speak it. And you must give God praises. God says that is how you are made whole. God says you are broken. Even if you are broken, he says come unto him. He will make you whole. The lady said she just touched the hem of his garment and she was made whole. God says read his word and he will make you whole. Is that right? So before we get to the needs and wants, God says that we must bring ourselves unto God. Amen? We must bring ourselves unto God. Praise God. Is that right? So as we're doing that, okay, we're going to play some music again. And this music is The Center of My Joy by Mr. Richard Smallwood, instrumental track. And when we play this song, I really want you to think about your needs and wants. If you are not whole, this is all I want you to say before you start your needs and wants. Dear Lord, I come to you as a broken person. I haven't been given 110%, and this should be all of our prayers, not just those who are coming broken. Haven't been giving you 110%, but Lord, from this night on, November 2nd, 2015, I want to give you the whole me. I want to surrender myself unto you. I want to be made whole like that woman was with the issue of blood. And you ask God, and you tell God, I'm in agreement with you because I'm going to read and study the word of God, not just on Sundays or when the pastor preaches, but I'm going to study the word of God. I'm going to spend time with you. I'm going to decree and declare that you are going to heal me. I'm going to decree and declare that you are going to bless me. I'm going to decree and declare that you're going to deliver me. And yes, Lord, I believe that everything that you give is mine, and because it's mine, I'm going to speak it in the atmosphere, and I'm going to give you praise. You say that prayer unto God, and you believe that prayer. And I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to be very honest as the Lord is showing, this is not going to happen overnight. But God says you will feel better and you will see results. Because you see results, God says that he is working on you. He says we are like clay, right? The potter wants to put us back together again. And it takes some time, God says, but in that time and in that process, God is only making us stronger. Because there are going to be some situations and some times in which we are broken. Everybody's going to be broken. He says, but he's going to put us back together and make us whole again. He talks about an egg, amen. He says, when an egg is dropped, the egg breaks. An egg cannot be put back together again because it has a yolk in the middle. But God says, with people, we are totally different. We're different than an egg. He says, because when we are dropped or when we are broken, he says, he is able to put us back together again. Some people ask, why isn't the egg able to be put back together again? And God says, correlate the eggshell with our hearts. Sometimes our hearts are very hard. And when our hearts are broken on the inside, and when we break, God says that we're not moldable again because our hearts are so hard. He said we must soften up our hearts. That is the visualization of why God put in. Amen? So God can put people back together again, but once an egg is dropped, it's broken. He says, God says, because it's an egg. But he's talking about human beings, reality. When you are broken, God can put us back together again. Now, I want you to think about, at this particular time, your needs and wants. After you say that prayer, if you're not into relationship with God, God is still able to answer your prayers. So taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. God is that type of God where he will allow you to experience his goodness, grace, and favor. So as I play this Center of My Joy, and we're going to listen to some more songs, but it'll be the Center of My Joy. I'm going to give you some time to reflect, think about your needs and wants. Then the Lord's going to give us something to do. With that, then we're going to come with the announcements, and I'm going to bid you good night. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda. Love.
And that was the instrumental, and we're going to let the music play. The instrumental by Mr. Richard Smallwood, The Center of My Joy. And as that music was playing, I want you to really think about your needs and wants. And as the music continues to play, I want you to understand and realize that in everything that we ask God, we want to make sure that we're in agreement with God. That's the main thing. And when we're in agreement with God, we don't ask amiss. When we're in agreement with God, we're not selfish. We begin to decree what we want from God and what we need from God. And with that declaration, we begin to believe, and our lives begin to be transformed. We want to be transformed for the kingdom of God. And when we're transformed, we have a yes in our spirit. And because we have a yes in our spirit, we begin to, as I said before, believe. And we can begin to speak it and give God praises. And when you give God praises, things begin to happen. The atmosphere begins to change. But I want to tell you this as we go through this process every Monday, because God is opening doors and he's answering prayers. And there are many sacrifices that we're going to have to go through for the things that we want. But God is going to always come through, and he's always going to make a way. And so with these things that you need and want, I want you to briefly look over these things, and I want you to begin to believe that God is able to do these things. Because it's one thing to write down something, but when you write it down and you believe that God is going to do it, amen, that's, we go to a different level. God says that we become elevated when we begin to understand and recognize that God is not a fairy tale, he's not a cliche, and he's definitely not make-believe. Excuse me, God is real. So when we look at our excuse me, our needs and wants, we want to make sure that these things are in agreement with God. And so that's why before this ministry even started, before we even got into this particular activity, God gave us those prerequisites that we needed in order to understand that in order to get to our needs and wants, we're going to go through some things. We're going to go through some sacrifices, some uncomfortable moments. But God says the reward is great. And so when the reward is great, God is going to bless us abundantly. And so I want you to take this seriously every Monday that we do this, and I want you to really expect these things to happen. Now, I can't tell you your season, but I know that these things will happen, and they will happen just in the nick of time, because he's an on-time God. God says we don't know the day, nor the hour, and he's not only speaking about death, but he's speaking about his blessings and his favor and his grace and mercy and how he comes through and how he makes a way out of no way. And so if you really believe in what you wrote on this piece of paper, Lord, what you have in your mind, God says begin to expect these things because you went through the right process of agreement, being in agreement with God. That's the most important thing, because you can pray all day and still be out of agreement with God. You can have 1,000 people that like everything that you say, and only one person can be in agreement with you. God says that agreement comes from in your heart, and that whatever comes from your heart comes out of your mouth. That's why God says we should begin to speak it into the atmosphere. See, a lot of people like to take the easy road, and they say yes to everything, that they like everything and everything that you say. But God says the real following is the results, the action, what happens in reality, in real life. And so that's why we don't get caught up in numbers. We get caught up in results, because the results tell the truth. God says that if any man or woman be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have come new. I can quote that scripture, but unless my life changes, I'm just speaking words. So God says it's rather by action that people follow rather than by mere words. And so if we can react to the actions that God has given us, that's proof that we're really transforming into what God wants us to be. Amen? Amen. And so as we finish listening to this, falling in love with Jesus, I want you to take this serious, what you put down. And I want you to expect it, and I want you to believe it, and begin to decree and declare this, and begin to give God praise and speak this into the atmosphere.
I'm in love with you.
Amen. That was falling in love with Jesus. That's the best thing I've ever done. Amen. So as you look at your needs and wants, expect those things. Expect those things because God is able, and we believe that. We decree and we declare that. Amen. I have one more song that I'm going to play. And then after this particular song, we're going to conclude the ministry, and then we're going to go into the announcements. Amen. I want to thank you so much for staying awake and listening. We're going to, as the Lord has given me this particular song, we're going to listen to Miss Tremaine Hawkins, The Potter's House. And this particular song is The Potter Wants to Put You Back Together Again. If it's not, then we're going to find that particular song. But this is the song, so we're going to listen to it. It's called The Potter Wants to Put You Back Together Again.
Dreams and tears are shattered. You're all broken inside. You don't have to stay in the shape that you're in. The potter wants to put you back together again. Oh, the potter wants to put you back together again. In case your situation has turned upside down, and all that you've accomplished is now on the ground. You don't have to stay in the shape that you're in. The potter wants to put you back together again. Oh, the potter wants to put you back together again. You are broken.
put you back together again.
The Reverend Walter Hawkins.
Amen, 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 amen. Now, before we conclude, as the Lord has given me this, we are going to give people the opportunities to accept the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in your heart. God says the church starts in your heart first. I know that this is a online ministry, but I tell you what, this online ministry is really, really helping because of the word of God. It has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with God. And it's also helping me. For some reason, I get energized when I'm on the ministry. Amen. And so at this particular time, it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how young you are. The Lord wants us to accept him and be in agreement with him. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm going to tell you that when you are in agreement with God, your life will change. It will change for the better. Those breakthroughs you're asking for, that those friendships you're asking for, those people you're asking for, the business endeavors you're asking for, the careers, excuse me, those things that keep you up at night, those things that bother you and worry you, once you are in agreement with God, God begins to take over all those things. Now, I want to be very realistic with you. You're going to go through some valley moments. You're going to go through some mountain experiences. You're going to go through some disappointments, some frustrations. But at the end of the day, God is going to have you. God is going to make sure that you have what you need. Amen. Praise God. So I'm speaking to many people because there are really a lot of people on the line, but there are also people who listen just with as long as you hear the word of God. And so at this particular time, we're going to play a song, There's a Room at the Cross, before we conclude this portion of the ministry. And the Lord is taking many people. He's recruiting people. If you don't know God, if you're out of relationship with God, or if you're in relationship with God, and we're all in relationship with God and trying to perfect our walk, and we have questions for God about our next move, about what he wants to do in our lives, in our family's lives, in our ministry, and if you want God to heal or deliver or set free, amen, Jesus has already paid the price, but you're going to have to be in agreement with him. The price is already paid. God says, when you go, the price is already paid. He said, but you're going to have to be in agreement with him. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to play this song, There's Room at the Cross, and I want you to really think about it. If you're already in relationship with God, praise God, hallelujah. Pray for someone who's not. If you're not in relationship with God, I want you to really listen to these words, because a lot of people wait until they become perfect to come to God, and God says that day will not come. That day only comes when we die, and we have no idea that we're dead. So God says that while you have breath in your body, come unto him, because there is room at the cross. It doesn't matter what you've done. There's nothing so bad that you've done that God won't forgive you. God won't deliver you. God won't set you free. And we're talking about in the mind and spirit. There's nothing so bad where you can't come unto your Father God. And so when you come unto God, God begins to comfort you. God begins to lead and guide you in the right direction. God begins to help you. And once you're in agreement with God, then he begins to order your steps. Your steps cannot be ordered unless you come into agreement. You can't order a hamburger from McDonald's at Whataburger. You have to be at McDonald's to order a McDonald's hamburger. Amen? Amen. So let's go ahead and go with the Reverend Clay Evans, late Reverend Clay Evans. There is room at the cross, and I want you to really, at this particular time, this is a good time to accept God. It's a real good time. You don't have to be at a church to accept God. You don't have to be in front of a synagogue. You don't have to be in any of those places. You can accept God right in your house. But once you begin to accept God, God begins to lead and guide you to his place of worship. But you're going to have to accept him in your heart, because the church starts in your heart. It doesn't start in the edifice. It starts in your heart. You take your church everywhere you go. And in all of my dealings with people, I always think about, I'm taking my church with me. And so if I'm taking my church with me, I want to represent well. Amen? Amen. So
we're going to listen to the late Reverend Clay Evans, There's Room at the Cross, then after which we're going to conclude this particular segment, and then we're going to segue into our announcements. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. This is your host, Dr. Avita. Look.
Break and turn on the radio, and I can hear it in the distance. And the Spirit said to me,
Man, that was the late Reverend Clay Evans. There is room at the cross. And I have to be obedient unto God because I have one more song by Mr. James Fortune, I Believe. And this is very important, ladies and gentlemen. We've went through this whole process. God says as you walk this week, God says begin to believe. You have to believe. How do you condition yourself to believe? Because you tell yourself that God is able to do everything but fail. That's how you believe. Amen. That's how you believe. You have to condition. God says you have to condition your spirit to believe. You have to believe in yourself. That's why God says put away those things that's in the past and press towards the future. He says you have to decree and declare. He says you have to believe. We're going to listen to Brother James Fortune, and then we're going to get off and go ahead and with our announcements. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much for listening.
This keeps me going. Days when I feel like giving up life.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away. I believe can make it through it. Oh, I believe it's already done.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
Oh, I believe.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry where Jesus shines with love. I am Dr. Afrita Love, and we have a couple of announcements to make. Please be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/FritaLove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. And the website, AfritaLoveShow.com. We'll talk about that a little bit later. AfritaLoveShow.com, and click on Love Radio. You will be right with us on the Afrita Love Show and Ministry. Amen. Praise God. Authors, writers, actors, actresses, journalists, media, television, positive community leaders, please, please, please Facebook Afrita Love at AFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Afrita Love Show, and I would love for you to bring your ministry. I would love for you to bring just any type of information that will help our listeners. I would love to have you on the particular ministry, so please be sure to connect with me. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Do not forget to pray for yourself. Pray for those you know and those you do not know. In addition to that, you should already have marked on your calendars. For those of you who are new, please go get your calendars. Please go get your calendars. I will give you 30 seconds to run, jump, hop, or skip to go get your calendars, because you have to mark this date down. You have to mark it down. It's very important. You cannot miss it. Okay. Get your calendars and turn the page to December. Make sure you're on December. Okay. Great job. December the 18th. December the 18th. That is on a Friday, December 18th. That is a very special day because most people, most businesses, most schools, most of our children get out that particular day. It's a very special day. You might as well come out to the Big Talent Show in Big Bellmead, Texas. That's right outside of Waco. You're exactly right. People know it as the city right outside of Waco. The great city of Bellmead, Texas. Amen. There's a big talent show that's coming. There are many people from all over who will be in attendance, and we're going to really pump this up, and I'm going to confirm everyone who's going to be in the talent show by Monday of next week, because I was ill and that threw us back a week. Praise God. In addition to that, with that being said, mark your calendar, December the 18th. It doesn't matter. Yeah, I see you. You're in Dallas. You're in Austin. You're in San Antonio. You're in all those different places. Amen. That's okay. Still come. December the 18th. December 18th at 6 p.m. That gives you plenty of time to get on the road and come. God says it's going to be a beautiful day. December 18th. Amen. Bundle up. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be a safe day. So bundle up and come on out and enjoy the talent show on December the 18th. There are many individuals with some great talent. We have some special guests. We're going to have just some nice things that you're going to really enjoy. So please, please, please come out. I would love to see your faces. I've spoken to many individuals even when I was calling
for some different things, and they were asking about the talent show, and some businesses were like, oh, okay, yeah, we're going to be there, and that's way in Dallas or in Austin. So please be sure to come out to the Big Talent Show in Big Bellamy, Texas, on December the 18th. Mark it down on your calendar. If you want to contact me, my number directly is 254-744-6616, 254-744-6616. I'm going to run some things in the paper. I will have some things on my page every single day about this talent show. I'm going to make a video about this talent show because it's going to be great. December the 18th, 2015, December the 8th, 2015 at the Bellmead Civic Center, at the Bellmead Civic Center. All right, December the 18th. That is on a Friday at 6 p.m. Now then, if you're planning your parties and things like that, have them before 6 o'clock p.m. Have them at 12 o'clock. Have them at 1 o'clock. Have them at 2 o'clock. But don't have them at 6 o'clock. You can plan things on the 17th, on the 19th, on the 20th, the 21st, the 22nd, 23rd. But don't plan anything on the 18th. You have to come to the talent show. You cannot miss it. December the 18th. Talent show, the Bellmead Civic Center. I want to see your faces there. Thank you so much for attending in advance. Praise God. All right. Now then, I would like to connect with many of you. I have some different people asking. Excuse me. I'm getting so excited. I'm having trouble here. If you go to alfreda.hubpages.com, alfreda.hubpages.com, Ms. Vivica Fox, once again, she will greet you. And this is, we have many different articles on television and TV shows, celebrities, just presentations, effective presentations, social life at school, teaching, personal health, activism, Christianity, radio, social issues, just many different things. And I'm getting ready to add an article about the school-to-prison pipeline. And so I have some very strong feelings about that because we have some research and some data that supports that theory. And so we need to educate not only the parents but the schools and the students about different things that lead to that. And as I was getting ready to write, the Lord showed me the Underground Railroad. There's a correlation, surprisingly. There's a parallel between the Underground Railroad and the school-to-prison pipeline. Now, I don't want you to take the Underground Railroad as a negative connotation because it's not. But we're going to compare it to the good and the bad. And so when we do that, we are showing individuals about how people are filtrated into the prison pipeline because of their actions or their behaviors in the schools. So I want you guys to really pay attention to that article. This is going to be a huge topic because what happens so many times is in our schools, we have individuals who, you know, all over the U.S., out of the U.S., who come to school with other intentions in mind. They want to be the class clown. They want to be this or that, the entertainer, and that's not the place to do it. You know, Hollywood is the place to go if you want to be an entertainer, class clown, not the school. And so we have to, part of this is refocus on the structure of the school. What is the purpose of the school? Why do you go to school in the first place? And many people or some students have a concept that I go to school to play. I go to school to socialize. I go to school to misbehave. And that's not the purpose of the school. The purpose of the school is to learn. And so we need to redirect and refocus our schools all around on learning rather than it being a place where people just go to socialize and get in trouble. Okay? So we're going to really look at that, and we have some data. That's going to be a very interesting article. So be sure to tune in to alfreda.hubpages.com as we're going to write, we're going to begin writing. As I said, I was a little bit under the weather, so we're a little bit behind, but not much, okay? All right, our next particular website, if you don't mind, if you go to alfredaloveshow.com, if you go to alfredaloveshow.com, what you will find is you will find Welcome, alfredaloveshow.com, the number one gospel show in my house, amen. The only gospel show in my house, praise God. If you need a speaker, here's a bio of Dr. Alfreda Love. Here's a bio. Here's some of my affiliations. I really deal with leaders and coaches. I used to be a coach in the military, and I know a lot about teamwork. I know a lot about individualization. I know a lot about how to bring teams together, how to form relationships with people. You have to be very relational, and you have to,
leaders coach winning teams. We talk about winning teams. I often correlate one of my speeches when I used to be a coach for junior high. And we had two teams in front of us. They were in tie for first place. And our team was like maybe in third place. I'm not sure. And so I had to come up with strategies. I said, we're going to beat these two first place teams, although we're in third place. They're not going to have a clean record. And sure enough, we changed up some of our strategies, and part of it was a mindset, and we beat these two teams. And so the thing about leaders, coach, winning teams is teaching leadership that wins, how to make effective decisions. One of the questions many people ask me is, how in the world could you graduate from high school, be in the military, and then just keep on going until you receive your doctorate? Well, it was nothing but the Lord. But there was a process, and there were a lot of self-talks and a lot of late nights studying and a lot of traveling. And so I often correlate that with the journey of life, because the journey of life, you're going to be up a lot of times because things are going to bother you. You're going to have to travel sometimes alone. You know, you're going to have to travel in order to get to where God has for your destination. And you're going to have to be determined, you know. You're going to get tired, but God always lifts you up and he keeps you. There are going to be storms that happen. You know, when I was driving to Houston going to school, or to Dallas Baptist going to school, or to Prairie View going to attending school, and I graduated from these universities or received a certification in the specialized areas, when I was traveling, there were some storms, you know. There were some days when it was sunshine. I even had a flat one day, but God still brought me through. So there are going to be things that happen even when you're on your way to a great place. There are going to be things that happen, and God has to remind you that he will take care of you. And I want you guys to believe and continue to believe. And so when I give these speeches, that's what I talk about, because I want to give people hope, and I have real life stories. And it's called determination, and it's called wanting to finish the race. You know, we're in this life's journey, and I want God to tell me to well done at the end of my race. I want God to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Amen. And I don't want any of my work on earth to be in vain. That's why I really love this topic of leaders, coach, winning teams, because it deals a lot with the self-talk. It deals a lot with the mind. It deals a lot with determination and conditioning your mind. And I correlate that to how we condition in physical fitness. So if you're looking for a speaker like that, whoop, here I am. Love is always the answer. So if you're looking for a speaker with experience and qualifications and exciting things and acting and genre within my particular speeches, then connect with me. You can call me at 254-744-6616. I'm also having an assistant. If you call that number, you will also reach the assistant as well. Or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. And be sure to put in your subheading what event it is and what you would like for me to do. Amen? Amen. So then if we go back, get excited. Number One Gospel Radio, if you click on Love Radio, whoop, there it is. You'll be right there at the Love Radio Show. You don't have to do too much. Just click on that button and you'll be right there. Just go to Afrita Love Show, click on that button, and whoop, there it is. You'll see the Afrita Love Show. As I said, I have many followers on my other sites. I have many different sites. If you want to follow and receive an email about when these particular shows will show, then if you will, just click under my name, follow, and whoop, there it is. You'll be following me. Right now we're live, and the title of this broadcast is What Are Your Needs and Wants? If you scroll down, you will see many different shows, Sensation, Praying with Love, Love's Top 10, Billboards, Who Do You Believe In, Meet Miss Afrita Jura, Believe in Magic, Love's Top 15, Billboards. Speaking of Billboards, we're going to have that on tomorrow. And if you click all these particular numbers, you can, at the bottom, it will take you to the various pages, but go right back down and continue to click. And if you want to really listen to one, just press the black arrow on the left of your screen. Press the black arrow and you will be connected right there. Okay? If you want to leave a comment, I'm going to write a comment. Hello, everyone. Right there, just like on Facebook. Right there. And then I'm going to post it. So if you want, you know, to be on the ministry or anything or on the show, just put your information in that box, okay? All right. So let's go back. All right. Okay, so the Big Talent Show is December 18th. We've already established that at 6 p.m. at the Belmead Civic Center. Upcoming events, Big Talent Show, I need to make that larger.
There's the radio station again, the Spiritual Guide to Go, if you want to order a book. These books will also be available at the Talent Show as well. School tutorial site, we do tutor, so be sure to look at this particular site. If you need a tutor, whoop, here I am. Love is always the answer, I'm telling you. All right, if you go to About the Venue, of course, this particular ministry, our Free to Love Show, Free to Love Radio, is an outlet for conversation with people from all over the world, gospel artists, actors, actresses, media, journalists, football players, NFL players, WNBA players. I mean, we have a plethora of individuals, judges, who have interviewed on this particular ministry. These are just some examples. I usually like to take pictures. Part of this ministry, we take pictures and write about different events that's going on so that you will have a firsthand experience. Here you can see a huge talent show, Bellmead, Texas, on Paris Street. Actually, that address is incorrect. It's on Paris Street, but I believe it's 3900 Paris Street, Bellmead Civic Center. We will have poets, comedians, singers, dancers, and much more. For more information, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. You can call me at 254-744-6616. Once again, upcoming events, December 18th, big talent show in Big Bellmead, Texas. Amen. Praise God. Now we have the gospel artists in the industry. I'm going to add more gospel artists. Be sure to support all these lovely artists. It's the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, our Free to Love talk show. You see all of these artists. Be sure to check them out. Amen. All right. Some of the links here. Of course, this is a quick way to get to what you need to get to. If you go to Spiritual Guide, Spiritual Guide and click on that, you will see that you can order the book there. If you go to articles, these are some articles we've written. Radio station, whoop, there it is. We're right there at the radio station. Then on LinkedIn. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn. Okay? And when you connect with me on LinkedIn, I will get back with you within 8 hours. Thank you so much. All right, Spiritual Guide, there it is right there. Again, on Amazon, we're going to also have it on the website as well. All right. Here are some of our consultants. Be sure to check that out. Speaking topics. These are many different speaking topics. Win from within speaking topics. School matters. Cool classrooms. Bully-proofing schools. Control your metabolism. Move something. 5 habits of successful people. Motivating the team. Your church is within the heart, as I always say. Religion, relationship, and relief. Burdens are temporary things, and they really are temporary things. Amen. You got to speak it into the atmosphere. Article 1 and Article 2, Love's Author Corner. We're adding authors, and of course, we're getting those videos, health and human performance, as well as some articles. So be sure to check out all those things, and be sure to connect with me. Once again, my number is 254-744-6616. If you want to be in the talent show, you can call that number, or you can email me as well at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Be sure to connect with me on Facebook, LinkedIn. Have many different resources that you can connect with me on, okay? I want to thank you in advance for listening to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. If anyone wants to say something, I'm going to pause. I have many different people on the line. I understand that some people just come to listen, which is totally fine, and some people come to speak like we did on last week. So if you have something to say, I'm going to be quiet for at least 15 seconds, give you that opportunity. If not, we're going to move on into our last phase of the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. We're going to move right along. At this particular time, I do have an announcement, another announcement. Be sure that on Tomorrow Gospel you come back, because we're going to have our top 15 billboards, and that will begin at 10 p.m. So be sure to come back, and we're going to have our top 15 billboards. I'm going to also post this on the website. On Wednesday, we're going to have a president candidate, Mr. Mark Everson. So be sure to tune into that, as he will talk about his presidential campaign. I need to actually make contact with him on tomorrow to confirm. So that will be on Wednesday. And then after Wednesday, we will give you more information, because we have some great guests who are coming to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. The main thing I want to tell you is to make sure, as I said before, that you mark December 18th and make sure that you're there. The Bellmead Civic Center, I would love to see your faces. Someone asks you what their big, beautiful smile is all about. You tell them that love lifts you up, because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Avrita. Love. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.